Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeff Chrysler is here. Jeff is a Princeton-educated attorney. He's an award-winning comedian. He's an author. He's an expert on customer service. He's the editor of PeopleScience.com. He's Jeff, do you play any musical instruments?
I actually do. I play saxophone.
Well, there you go. So, okay, folks, it's official. He's a renaissance man. He does it all. Hey, Jeff, welcome back.
Good to be back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to have you here. So one of the things you want to talk about today is one of my favorite topics, and that's customers. Those pesky people that we can't do without. We love them most of the time, but we can't do without them because if they don't show up one way or another, we don't get to show up tomorrow. If they don't show up today, we don't get to show up tomorrow. And so pretty much everything we need to we do should be focused on the customer. And one of the things that I've tried to remind people about is these days, with the marketplace moving so fast, if you want to know what you're supposed to be doing tomorrow or next year or even 3 years from now, that information is in the head of your customer. What do you think?
I think you're right, and I think, you know, I'm always looking for a reason to get back on the phone with you. And there's this obscure holiday next Thursday called Get to Know Your Customers Day that just sort of drives home that just how important it is. The fact that someone took the effort to make a holiday called Get to Know Your Customer Day is indicative. And, you know,
around here, that's every day. It's only obscure because somebody actually made something we do every day a national holiday, right? It's ironically, only obscure ironically, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, every now and then you bury your head and in your day to day, sometimes you forget what your driving principles are. So stuff like this is good to remind us.
We all do that, don't we? We all do that, don't we, Jeff? We get caught up in the systems and the operations and the buying and the cost cutting and the you know, the HR part and the tech part and the social media part and all that stuff, and all of a sudden we look around, we say, wait a minute, I've neglected my customer, and that's when you realize that is because all of a sudden the cash register is not ringing as much as it was, right?
Exactly, and it's better to keep that in mind and remember that well before the cash register starts,
right?
You know, notifying you that you've dropped the ball.
Know your customer. How do we know our customer?
Well, I think it's important for us to realize that it's not as simple as we think. As I know you remember, and I'm sure hopefully some of your listeners do, one of the things that I'm involved with is this field of behavioral science.
Right.
Looking at the unconscious forces that drive decision making. And Know Your Customer Day is a great time to think about what that really means, because what people say they want, you know, you may survey your customers, and a lot of times there's a big survey industry out there. What people say they're going to do doesn't always reflect what they actually do. Mm-hmm. We see this in people's voting patterns, we see right. this in their buying patterns, and in just their emotional decisions. You know, the example I often use is if you ask someone, you know, would you like and it's usually for employees, but if you ask someone, would you like a $10,000 bonus or would you like you know, a trip for four to Hawaii as an award, as a bonus. Mm-hmm. People always say they want the money, but what actually motivates them and gets them more excited is that trip. Mm-hmm. And it's just something that people don't recognize what drives them emotionally. Mm-hmm. And Know Your Customer Day is a great day to realize, like, it's not just where does your customer click on your website or how often do they buy screwdrivers. It's what's driving them emotionally, mm-hmm. because that is the real decision making that happens. That's the area where you can make a connection that is meaningful, whether it's like on a brand and marketing level or a product design level or just like developing that relationship.
One of the things you just made me think of something that I think is really important to point out here, Jeff. When you want to know what your customer is thinking, you want to know them better. Aren't there two things to think about? Number one, what motivates them to do anything? That particular customer, Jeff. What color do you like? What is your favorite color? If you're going to buy a car, are you most likely to buy a car in what color? That's one thing. The other thing is, in my opinion, this is what I think small business owners should really focus on. Why are you likely to do business with me? Because I think what happens is we look at customers and we imagine why they're doing business with Walmart and Amazon, and we try to compete with that instead of realizing that if we change and become like Walmart, the customers that we're trying to find out what we know more, how to know more about them, they'll leave us. They don't want us to be like Walmart.
Right,
what do you think?
Special. I think that's true. I mean, in many ways, if you become, you know, Walmart Jr., then it's easier for them to make a quick emotional decision by comparing, you know, Walmart to Walmart Jr., and Walmart is better than the Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're a different, in many ways, a different product or a different service or a different, like, emotional connection, then you don't get that comparison effort.
Yeah.
And in many ways, that's a great example. Yeah, I was just saying, like, just the ability to compare products or prices easily is a great example of the shortcuts, the emotional shortcuts customers often make when, mm-hmm. when making decisions about where to shop and who to be loyal to. And it's something that we all as small business people need to be aware of, and we can make it easy for people to make the choice that connects them to us as opposed to the choice that goes elsewhere.
Well, and so that's the reason why there really are two questions then, aren't they? Jeff, why would you buy a refrigerator is one question.
Mm-hmm.
And then why would you buy it from me? Isn't that, I mean, that's two questions,
isn't
it?
It is, although if you answer the first question, why would you buy a refrigerator, the depth and the breadth of that answer is going to really inform the second one, why would you buy it for me? Because if you understand why people are buying a refrigerator in the first place, then you can sort of craft an offering and a connection that satisfies those emotional drivers.
But in that whole thing, we have to remember that a refrigerator, like a computer or a brick, or a tire or a kumquat are all commodities. And the process of buying from Amazon or buying from Jeff or Jim is not a commodity, right? We're different. Hold on to that thought. I need your website, Jeff.
PeopleScience.com.
PeopleScience.com. Jeff Chrysler and I will be right back. You spell his name with a K, by the way. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.